So you ready?
Yep.
And welcome to another episode of the Dynasty Trades HQ podcast, brought to you by the Dynasty Football Network and DynastyFootballFactory.com. My name is Michael Sipes. You can find me on Twitter at FFBlitz. And I'm here with my partner, actually one partner.
Shane. I'm Shane. Hi, Michael. I don't know if you've met me before. We've actually met. I'm Michael. No, wait. I'm Shane.
Yeah, we met in Vegas that one time. Yeah, there's only the two of us tonight. Unfortunately, Jeremy's father-in-law fell ill, and he's sleeping it off in Jeremy's basement where he records the show. So he wasn't able to jump in tonight.
Also, he doesn't like us. Little known fact.
I didn't want people to know that, but I guess you can tell people that.
So you just made up a cover story. I got you.
Yeah, well, listen, this is a perfect time for to just be us, because I'm sure that you could spend the entire hour talking about how happy you are with Amari Cooper.
I was a little ecstatic last night. I did send a tweet telling everybody to suck it that makes fun of me for my Amari Cooper love. And I'm not one of those fair weather Amari Cooper guys. You know, I've been a guy that's stuck with him the last 2 years and just kept making, you know, not excuses, but stating the facts that basically he's a great receiver still. He has elite separation skills. He has elite yards after the catch skills. And he got to show both those yesterday. Looking at the on Twitter last night, I forget whose tweet showed it, but someone's did. He literally broke Quentin Dunbar's ankles on the first touchdown, that 40-yarder. Like, that dude looked like he was trying to cover someone else. He was just so spun around and then fell because he was just that beat. And that just showed you the route running skills that Cooper has. That dude had no shot whatsoever. And then, you know, he broke a 90-yard touchdown where I believe the last maybe 50, I don't know off the top of my head, I think it was like the last 50 yards of that was just him. One, he broke some dude's ankle trying to tackle him, Fabian Moreau. That guy just, it was sad. And then Cooper just outraced everybody on the Washington defense, like just everybody chasing after him for a 90-yard touchdown. So that was a beautiful thing. And, you know, it's weird because he does play for Dallas, so I got some looks cheering for him. And, you know, I got a comment on Twitter like, but you're an Eagles fan, and I am. I love my Eagles to death, but I hope Amari Cooper goes for 200 every week in a Dallas loss.
Yeah, my friend Lee, he lives out in Dallas, and he's the biggest Eagles fan next to you, and he has to deal with all the Dallas people around him all the time. But he was the same way. He loved Amari Cooper too. He traded him away in the league that we're in a couple weeks ago. But it's funny, we had family over, and my father, he kind of watches football on and off, and he's like, who's that Amari Cooper? And I was explaining to him about how he's been floundering over there on the Raiders, and now he's on a team where maybe he can finally do something. And I kept telling him how happy I'm sure that you were going to be just from watching that game.
Yeah, I was a happy camper with that. Dak, I also had Dak going last night. yeah, not in the same league. Unfortunately, I don't have any Dak and Amari Cooper stacks, but that would have been bonkers. But Dak did give me 30 points last night. Depending on your league scoring, he might have given you more, he might have given you less. I guess I got to ask the question now. Is Dak Prescott a buy for you? In super flex leagues, of course. That's what we're referring to, because no quarterback except for Patrick Mahomes is a buy in one quarterback leagues.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes really, really worked out for you in the listener league, that's for sure. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about buying. Like you said, it would have to be a super flex league to buy him. I only have him in one league right now, like you're saying. I don't know how many you said you had, but I have him in one league. And he did well for me last night, but I don't know about going out and trying to buy him. I guess I would sell him. Would you sell him right now?
I still think people hold this ideal of him that he's not a good quarterback, because he does. You know, he's not a prototypical guy back there. He doesn't always look comfortable. But I think I'm buying on him. I forget why this occurred on Twitter, but me and Joshua Reed on Twitter, Mr. underscore Joshua R, were talking about Dak, and he actually traded Mitchell Trubisky for Dak Prescott and Tre'Quan Smith in a super flex league, which I think is a really good trade. And, you know, I like Trubisky, but I like Dak Prescott too. Just looking at some of the stats, three out of the last 5 weeks, he's been a quarterback one. And that doesn't count last night. And like I said, he dropped 30 points. And I'm thinking pretty good chance he's going to be a quarterback one this week, especially with Mahomes and the other guy, Jared Goff, on a break. In the 2 weeks that he wasn't a QB1, he was a QB16 and a QB18. So it's not like he was killing you. Like earlier in the season, he had a couple QB25, QB27 weeks in there that were just brutal. I think Amari Cooper's really opened up that Cowboys offense. It's a world of difference when you have a competent, very good wide receiver to throw to. Like, I like Michael Gallup, but the kid's a rookie, so, you know, there's a learning curve there. Alan Hearns is not a one. He's not a two. He's not a three. He might be a good fourth wide receiver on a roster.
Well, maybe my hesitation for Dak goes back to the beginning of the season where he wasn't doing as well, and I haven't really paid that much attention to him the last couple of weeks. I didn't realize he was a QB one. What did you say? Three out of the last five?
Yeah, three out of the last five, and like I said, not counting last night, and there's a hell of a good chance that he is going to be a quarterback one this week unless we have some insane scoring this week.
Well, let me ask you this then. All right, so if you're saying he's a buy for you, what do you recommend our listeners out here that are listening? What should they offer to buy him? You know, what are you talking about?
I like Joshua's trade right there. That Tre'Quan Smith and Mitchell, getting Tre'Quan and Dak for Mitchell Trubisky. If you want to be aggressive, maybe float Carson Wentz for Dak Prescott. And, you know, depending on what you need, maybe a couple wide receivers, see if you could go ahead and get yourself, what's the kid in Arizona? Christian Kirk. Jesus Christ. Christian Kirk, plus maybe a Cortland Sutton. You know, each league is different. I don't want to pretend I can tell you that I have some chart here that's going to tell you what you can do. But, hey, if you want to shoot me your rosters and your leagues, league mate rosters, I'll work up some trades for you.
Well, then, but that kind of does answer the question. You're talking about trading a piece to get Dak plus. Both of the things you've said were Dak plus something else.
Yeah, you should be able to at least get Dak and one of these high-end rookies like Tre'Quan Smith that have the look of maybe a wide receiver too. Or if, you know, you want to go ahead and get Dak and an established wide receiver too, something like that.
Well, the other thing that's happening right now, I mean, a lot of teams are doing the whole contender, not contender, blowing out their teams, getting rid of everything, and people are trying to grab picks. What would you think picks-wise? What would it be a pick trade when you're talking Dak?
Oh, pick trade.
Because yeah. There's a lot of people that care. There's a lot of people that care about picks right now, you know?
Oh, yeah. Because especially if you're not a contender, but, you know, regardless if you're a contender or not, you should always be trying to get a little extra on the side. But, yeah, if you're not a contender and say you had, we'll just use Mitch Trubisky. I think you could probably trade Trubisky or someone like that for Dak Prescott in a late first. I don't know that someone would blush at that. And if not a late first, well, then maybe an early second, which again, in a super flex, you know, holds a little more value than in a one quarterback league.
In a super flex league, what would you send straight up for Dak, pick wise? Is he a first round pick?
Easily a first round pick. I'd give up at least one first for him, maybe two spread out over a couple years.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you know, it depends on my quarterback situation. There's some leagues where I have like Blake Bortles and Josh Allen. Yeah, in a league like that where my quarterback situation is troublesome, I might float out to first for Prescott, depending on, you know, the range.
Yeah.
All that matters.
Yeah, that stuff does matter. And we do have a couple trades later on in the show that where your lineups and your rosters really matter in the trade. We got some injuries to go over, too, and they're sponsored by RotoSurance, right?
Yeah, yeah, they are. And if you go to RotoSurance, you can get a 20% discount using the Dynasty Trades HQ code, all caps, like you're yelling. Like you're me, you're tone deaf, or you have auditory problems, I believe the word is, or mental issues, whatever it is, whatever.
That's so a Devin lot Funchist, of different things.
Yeah, I blame it on parenting and genetics.
So their website, their website is rotosurance.com.
Yeah, it's a good place to go.
Yeah, rotosurance.com.
And I'm going to explain it to anyone that doesn't understand the concept. Basically, you're buying insurance on your fantasy players. If they miss a certain amount of games, you get paid out. So next year when you're drafting and you think you got the perfect roster, you know, just go on RotoSurance. I'd go on their site tonight. Just check it out, rotosurance.com. But don't forget to use the Dynasty Trades HQ if you do buy any RotoSurance.
Yeah.
So yeah, Devin Funch just missed practice all week.
Ah, what's the matter with him?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't really care. I didn't look that deep into it. I just saw you missed practice all week. I could look it up. It doesn't matter.
No problem. But so what did we think about DJ Moore? I see you wrote here, DJ Moore will rule the earth.
Yeah, yeah. So that was pretty fun last week when DJ Moore went ape shit. My man threw up, what, 157 yards last week?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
It's amazing what happens when you target good football players, what they can do with the football. It's amazing. So he should see a great target share this week.
Yeah, we actually have a couple trades in the trade alerts with DJ Moore involved. So
DJ Moore?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was terrible. That was god awful. I don't even know why I did that. So DJ Moore should have a huge Sunday. Him and Curtis Samuel, that's another guy that's actually had a few decent weeks. Devin Funchess is a free agent after this year. I'm not sure that Carolina is going to bring him back. If Curtis Samuel can be a competent wide receiver and you have DJ Moore there to be your one, and then you have Christian McCaffrey catching, what, 70, 80 passes, do you really need Devin Funchess?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. And I'd be very happy with that. You know, we talked about it in the offseason. I ended up getting DJ Moore in, I think, every single one of my league, but like maybe one or something. And actually in the listener league, I had to trade him for something. And I saw that you ended up trading for him this week. So now he's on your team over there in the listener league. But yeah, no, he's finally looking great. And but the other big one, you know, it seems like it was weeks and weeks ago, but it was only like 6 days ago or so. Alex Smith broke his leg on the 30th anniversary to the day of Joe Theismann breaking his leg.
Yeah, and I don't want to get too much into it because at this point, everyone's covered that ad nauseum. It was right. 33 years to the day, the exact same score, the exact same player, the exact same, like everything was exactly the same. The upshot of it is that Alex Smith is out for the rest of this year. And I mean, the guy's 35 years old and he's going to be trying to come back from a broken fibia and tibia. And if anyone's not a doctor or don't know where they are, those bones are actually in your legs. Alex Smith is a running quarterback. That's part of his appeal. So they got Colt McCoy in there now, who had a decent-ish game last night, 18 fantasy points. He's got some rushing upside. I think he ran for 30 yards last night, somewhere around there. He did throw three interceptions, throw a couple touchdowns. You know, he looked decent. I'm not going to say he looked great, not at all, but he looked decent. I picked him up in a couple super flex leagues. Did you pick him up anywhere?
I didn't end up picking him up anywhere, but I have had a couple different people offer him to me after last night's game. You know, it's always funny when people try to make trades over the weekend after the game's already happened, you know, because most of the time the leagues won't let you process those trades after the player played. But I saw quite a few people on Twitter even saying, you know, hey, I've got Colt McCoy. I'm going to swap him out. And that sounds like something that you would do. Like you would grab him off of waivers and then try to trade him the next day. Did you try to trade him anywhere or the places you got him or did you just keep him?
Nah, I just hold on to him. I didn't start him anywhere. I don't think I'm actually that dire. I don't have any Josh Allen, Blake Bortles stacks. I don't believe. I think that was more of an example. Hopefully I don't have that because maybe I blocked it out if I do from mental trauma.
You did almost get Josh Allen from me in the listener league that one time. I really screwed that up.
Yeah, I've got Josh Allen in a couple leagues, man. I'm willing to take the chance that everybody in fantasy football Twitter is wrong about the guy. Why not? Oh, so Colt McCoy, yeah, I picked him up. But yeah, I'll flip him if anyone offers me anything at all for him.
What do you think of Trey Quinn?
The wide receiver. Yeah. I like him.
I'm sorry. I was going to say he got injured. You know, he played pretty well in the preseason. Then he got injured and he didn't play. And then he came back last week for the first time. And he looked good last week. And then this week he scored. And I don't remember what he had, like 30 something yards. But is it Colt McCoy or is it that he's going to be something to get over there on that team?
No, he looks like he's going to be their slot receiver next year to replace Jamison Crowder because Crowder's an unrestricted free agent. And Jamison Crowder also hasn't played in, I don't even remember the last time he was on the field, but it's been at least 4 or 5 weeks. Quinn actually outproduced Cortland Sutton at SMU. They played their senior season together. And obviously, you know, they're vastly different types of wide receivers, and Cortland Sutton was seeing double and triple coverage. So, you know, you take that with a grain of salt. But I do like Trey Quinn. I touted him in the waiver wire article last week talking about that he was a pickup. And I was kind of happy that he had a quiet game because I didn't want anyone to think that I was touting him after the fact. He's a guy I actually picked up in at least, we'll say 10 leagues.
Oh, wow.
Where he was floating out there. Yeah. Yeah. I picked him up 2 weeks ago, actually. I think when I heard he was activated or he was actually practicing. I forget which. But yeah, I picked him up all over the place. He's a player I do like. He's a perfect slot receiver. He's agile. He's not super fast. He's got good size. He runs really good routes. He's a guy that I like going forward.
Cool. Yeah, I actually drafted him in, I don't know, when 2 weeks ago, like you said, when they were talking about him coming off of IR, I checked out my thing and I had him in on 7 taxi squads, including my main league. So I was happy about that. The other injury, again, is Joe Flacco. I know you've made the old man jokes for a couple weeks now about Joe Flacco and the walker and the hips and all that. But Lamar Jackson did not look bad, you know, getting the first start there without Flacco.
Yeah, he ran the ball 115 times. I think. Is that right? That's not right, is it?
I don't know if
pretty sure that's probably incorrect.
115 carries, yeah.
That would probably be some kind of record. Yeah, no, actually, he ran for 119 yards on 26 carries.
It's kind of funny though because if you didn't say that's not right, I might have blew right past it because it just sounded right, you know.
So it's pretty funny though because he almost matched his throwing totals. He passed for 150 yards. But yeah, he had 26 rushing attempts and 119 rushing yards. It's crazy. They used him as a running back. Basically, you know what I mean? As a running back from the quarterback position. I think he's a better quarterback pocket passer than people give him credit for. And I'd like to see him, well, obviously not run 26 freaking times because if he does that, he's not going to last more than 3 weeks in the league. But I'm pretty sure Harbaugh went up to Joe Flacco this week and just to make sure he didn't play, just kind of smacked him on the side of his hip. Like, oh, how's the hip feeling, Joe?
You know, anybody that listens to the show, especially over the offseason, back when we were doing all the rookie stuff, you really liked Lamar Jackson at a time there. So it must be good for you to see him doing something, you know?
Yeah, the kids. I mean, he's a good passer. He doesn't need to be a great passer with that rushing ability. He's a good passer, and that rushing ability is just Michael Vickian, Vixen, Michael Vickian. However, you would say that it's similar to Michael Vick. It's that.
It probably is the Vickian. Well, I don't know either. The other thing, when you talk about running, though, you know, that team's had so many different running backs go for the. You know, every week it seems like a different guy. But then Gus Edwards came out of nowhere and rushed. Didn't he rush for over 100 yards as well, right there alongside Lamar?
Yeah, I believe Gus Edwards had 115 yards. Nobody had him on any roster anywhere. You do?
Not only did I have him on 9 rosters, but in the listener league, in the listener league, I actually started him like
Jesus
2 weeks ago because you must start 2 running backs, and he was the only running back I had on my roster that I could start. But yeah, I was amazed that he did anything. But yeah, I was thrilled. I had him a lot of places.
He actually had a decent showing not that long ago, and we're going to play some elevator music while I look up that information.
I know in the preseason, he had a good game in the preseason, like right before the season started, and I picked him up like in so many different places and just threw him on my taxi on a lot of the rosters. Because you never know. We've talked about it on the show before that like the third and fourth string running back, once these guys start getting hurt, all of a sudden that guy's the starter, you know? So I always try to grab those guys for free.
And I completely made that up. He hadn't done shit. all right. year until this.
Right.
Yeah, no, I was thinking some other guy. There was some other guy that got like 45 yards for him a few weeks back, and I started looking at him like, oh, maybe I'll pick him up, and then they traded for Ty Montgomery. But yeah, he did. I do remember reading that he had a good preseason. I think Evan Silva tweeted that out. I honestly didn't know the man existed until I saw his stats and then heard about him all week.
Yeah.
So, you know, I talked about him in our waiver wire article this week too. I don't know what to make of the kid. He's not a pass catcher. His career high single season rushing mark was 713 as a fifth year redshirt senior at Rutgers. He transferred. I forget where he played his first few years. He missed a full season. I believe due to injury. I don't know if it was because of transfer or whatever. But he is big, man. I love big, fast guys. He's got a really good speed score. Not really good, but he's got a decent speed score. It's in the it's in the 100. It's in the 78th percentile, so it's at like a C++ if we were grading.
It is pretty funny though. I'll tell you this: in the I think there was only 2 or 3 of the leagues I'm in that I didn't have him, but he went for so much fab money. In one of my leagues, one of the guys used like every penny he had left, like over $200 just to get him.
Oh, in one league, I don't even remember where, you know, it's we have $1,000 of fab.
Yeah.
And I think I had like 600 left. So I threw out 450.
Oh, did you?
And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, oh, that'll be enough to bring them home. But I didn't realize someone had their entire fab left, $1,000, and they throw it on them. You know what? Look, the guy can be a league winner. He definitely can be a league winner. And we'll get into him a little more in our Patreon episode. I got some fun stats to talk about.
Cool. Well, before we go on to the trades that we got, why don't we hear from our sponsor, gtbets.eu?
Are you looking for some action on today's games? Then head over to gtbets.eu for all your sports betting needs. Get up-to-date odds covering all major sports. gtbets.eu is easy to use. Their simple registration process will have you placing your first bet in minutes. And if you register today, you can earn up to $500 of free money. Now that's a great reason to head over to gtbets.eu, an official sponsor of the Dynasty Football Factory. Simply add Dynasty Trades HQ in the referred by field to earn a 100% welcome bonus. gtbets.eu, it's game time.
Oh, real quick, though, I also wanted to talk about Marcus Mariota, who's starting Monday night. So if you hear this before Monday, he should be ready to go. The Titans tweeted it out that around 3 today, and this is Saturday, isn't it? Is it Friday? What is today?
It's Friday night, and yes, they will hear it. Well, I mean, I'll upload this tonight, maybe, or even tomorrow morning. Right. So people will hear it before Monday, yes.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad I didn't know what day it was. I tell you what, man, I get 2 days off a row from work during the week, and I got no idea what's going on.
Oh, yeah, because of Thanksgiving. That's right. So you didn't have to work the last 2 days. Yeah, so gtbets.eu. Go check it out, guys. Now, we had like...
Trade Addicts podcast alert. Oh, Trade Addicts. Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to our boys, Dynasty Outhouse. That's not his real name, if anyone was wondering. His real name's Russ. And Brian Haar, at Brian Haar FF. They had me on their podcast on Monday, and we watched the greatest game of all time together. The taping of that show took, I believe, over 2 hours because there was at least an hour of us just watching the game. And if you don't know what game I'm talking about, obviously I'm talking about the Rams and the Patriots. The Rams and the Chiefs just play basically pinball on the football field. And it was incredible.
For over 100 points combined. So wait, when you say that you were watching, was there dead silence? Or
No. We were talking about the game, but like not in a, you know, like doing fantasy analysis. It was literally like, oh my God. And Russ actually talked about this. Dynasty Outhouse talked about this on the episode of their show that I just listened to today. Me and him had a back and forth battle going. I was up 35 points going into the night with Brandon Cooks going, and he had Pat Mahomes. Oh. And I ended up holding on by 7 points. But at one point, he was within a touchdown, a Patrick Mahomes touchdown, and beating me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, it's crazy because that game, there was so much scoring in that game, and it was the lowest score that Todd Gurley had all year. You know, and I have Gurley.
Trade alert.
Ah, okay. So we're going to move on. Who cares if I had Todd Gurley? So what's the trade?
So let's see here. We got a couple of them. Yeah. And this trade comes with a quote. Ooh. I will not go quietly into the night. Now I changed that quote up a little bit. It's a, we will not go quietly into the night. And oh, there's a fun fact about that quote.
Okay. Now, what is it?
It's not originally from Independence Day. That's a real quote they got from somewhere.
Yeah. Where?
Oh, well, I don't know. I didn't look that up. I mean, I looked it up to make sure that I got the quote right on the show sheet. We will not go quietly. We will not go. Oh, okay. It is. He just paraphrased another one from Dylan Thomas. Do not go gently into that good night. But I thought that was funny. I thought Independence Day, actually, that was like an original quote. So that's kind of sad.
Yeah, I wonder how many people even know what Independence Day is. Yeah, so what's the trade?
All right. So this is in our salary cap league. So there's some money involved. And the reason for the quote is I am currently, I believe, the seventh seed in this league. And, you know, this is an expensive league. And I am fighting tooth and nail to try to get to at least that sixth seed to get into the playoffs where anything can happen. So I gave up Robert Woods and David Njoku. Bob Woods has a $16 million a year contract over the next 2 years, per year, I should say. And Njoku is $11.5 million over the next season for the next 4 years. I got back, and I really took a shot here on a guy. It's a lot of upside, a lot of risk. Josh Gordon and Vance McDonald. Now, remember, Bob Woods is on bye this week,
right,
which did play a huge part because, again, this is a dynasty league. It's very expensive. It's a salary cap league. There's a lot of things that make it not your typical dynasty league. And Josh Gordon's contract, he's actually $23.5 million for the next 4 years, each of the next 4 years. So I better hope he doesn't get kicked out of the league, huh? And Vance McDonald is $2.5 million a year over the next and for the next four seasons. So the money I actually saved, $1.5 million, which is, you know, negligible. So if Josh Gordon gets thrown out of the league, I'm screwed. I'm not even sure the rules on that, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, usually if they retire, you get the contracts and the money, but I don't know about getting thrown out. Well, I'll say this. My main league is a contract salary cap league, and sometimes you do trades that you wouldn't necessarily do in a regular dynasty league where you can have the players forever. And this league is a very expensive league. And if you're able to do something, whatever you had to do this week to just put yourself over the top so you can get into the playoffs next week. I can understand trading away a player that's on bye anyways. Vance McDonald, you know, quietly, he's been very good for fantasy, you know, and in the last couple of weeks, he's, I know he's a double digit tight end, and Njoku, not necessarily. He hasn't been, you know, so right there, you're going to make it up for the tight end. And then you've got Josh Gordon instead of a bye player of Robert Woods. But you're right. The Josh Gordon is the catch. He's going to do something or he's not going to do something. And if he does something, then you made the right move and possibly you'll make it in the playoffs. And if he doesn't, then you won't.
Yeah. And here's the thing. If Josh Gordon does stay clean, I think I win this trade. I think all the risk is obviously on my side. All of it.
Well, there, yeah.
There's no risk whatsoever on Mike. The trade was with Mike Tagliara. There's absolutely no risk on his side. Robert Woods is about as steady as they come, man. You know, I was just looking at his stats. And so Bob Woods has 6 wide receiver 2 weeks and a wide receiver 1 week this season so far. So that's 7 weeks. And the rest of his weeks, he's got a couple wide receiver 3 weeks thrown in there and then one dud.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, the guy is...
There's no question. He is good. And the other thing to take into consideration, too, like you said, it's a 2-year contract with him. And this was all about getting into the playoffs. And right now, I see it in a lot of leagues, especially in my main league, too. A lot of people are doing trades that maybe you wouldn't necessarily do any other time, but because you want to make that final push and get into the playoffs, which is the whole reason you play this anyways, is to win. And some people are making trades, whether you have to take risk or not take risk, to be able to get into the playoffs. And yeah, all the risk is on your side, but if it works, then you get in the playoffs and then you have a chance, especially in that league, because it's a lot of money.
Yeah. And Josh, you know, I've actually been trying to buy Josh Gordon over the last few weeks. I haven't been this aggressive with the trades just because it's the salary cap, you know, component makes it different. But I've definitely thrown out some offers out there just to get a little exposure to him. I don't want too much because as soon as I do, you know, I just can't live with the risk. But in this league, I said, you know, I'm just going to go for it. And hopefully, I got to text the commish and be like, hey, what happens if Josh Gordon is suspended again? Does his money get wiped from my my cap? Because if it does, then I got a lot of cap space.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, I'm screwed.
Yeah, and if it does, then it's not much of a risk, you know. But what the other thing, too, is, and it's really screwing a lot of people, the fact, like you say, that Woods is on a bye this week. These week 12 byes for a team like the Rams that have been so good, and also the Chiefs, you know, all these really good players are on a bye this last week or two going into playoffs, and it's really hurting some people. I'm in a league where the playoffs started this week, and people that have
a Kitchen Cinco league?
Yeah, it's one of those. Yeah it's one of the, it's exactly what it is. Yes, it's a Kitchen Sink league. And so, you know, the people with the Rams and the Chiefs are getting screwed. Oh, hey, by the way, how did you do in the Scott Fish Bowl?
I am confused. If you go on the homepage, I'm not sure if I'm in the wild card or I have the last wild card spot right now, or if I'm fighting for the last wild card spot.
Oh, okay, cool. I just found out that I was the highest scoring team in my division and the third highest scoring team in all of the HBO section of this thing. And I got a bye for the playoffs. I'm right on the front page. It says Michael Sipes, Dynasty Football Factory, Dynasty Trades HQ, has a bye in the first round of the playoffs. So all right,
If I send you the link,
yeah,
for the homepage for us, can you tell me if I'm in the playoffs right now? I know I don't have a bye. I know I definitely don't have that. I definitely know that. What I understand it as is currently holding a bye, not me. Definitely not me. Currently holding a bye, still not me. Playoff berth based on wins in conference. Nope, not me. Now it says remaining wild card spots based on points for in conference, excluding bye teams. Does that mean I'm in the playoffs?
No.
And then after that, there's a just missed.
Yeah. Well, there's still 1 week. This is the final week.
No. I know.
But I'm saying it could be interpreted. Right now, it sounds like you're in it right now. But if something happens this weekend, you might not be in it. The way you read it, it sounds like you are right now. So if you win this week, it sounds like you are.
Okay, well, and I'm hopeful. This is, I'm not going to lie to you, this is the best I've ever done in the Scott Fish Bowl. I've done too. Horrible every season. So to even be fighting for a playoff spot, and I might be in, who knows? If I win, I don't even know. But it's exciting to even have a shot.
It would be great. And also our friend Finero, he's like in the top 20, I believe, or top 25 or something like that.
He might even be higher than that. I don't know. It's like these Dynasty Football Factory guys are pretty smart at fantasy football. Maybe people should follow us and listen to us. Oh, trade alert.
Uh-oh. Okay. What's the other trade?
All right. So in this, you know, that I remember this because we were talking about how the Chiefs are off this week.
Correct.
Which has no bearing on this trade because my team sucks in this league. But I traded away Pat Mahomes, Benjamin Watson, a 2019 third, yeah, whatever, for Mitch Trubisky and Ronald Jones.
Huh.
One quarterback league.
Oh, one quarterback league. Huh. Okay. So you swapped out those quarterbacks and you got Ronald Jones and you gave up Ben Watson and a third.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously Patrick Mahomes is blowing it up and he's the greatest player that's ever played and he's going to break a record and get free catch up for life from Hines. But Mitchell Trubisky's been doing great too. You know, he's hurt right now. So with a team like that, you needed a running back, I'm assuming.
No, you know, well, yeah, I do because my team is trash. It was just, and I basically put Mahomes out there to every contender, every team that looked like they could use a slight upgrade at quarterback or, you know, 100-point upgrade at quarterback.
Yeah.
That was what Mahomes is at this point. Basically, Mahomes is a QB1 and like an RB3, I think, or an RB2 based on points every week. So I took a shot. Yeah, right. This wasn't my first preference of the offers that I sent, but I do like Mitch Trubisky. I think he can be really good. And Ronald Jones, I'm just hoping that next year under a new regime, once Dirk Koetter is shown the curb, that Ronald Jones can prove that he's worth, you know, a second round NFL draft pick.
Yeah, I mean, Ben Watson is what, you know, nothing, I guess. And a third, I've always said I don't think a third is anything. So, yeah, especially if you needed a running back. I just don't know how thrilled I am with Ronald Jones. I can't remember off the top of my head what I did, but I did a trade this past week where I traded Ronald Jones away to somebody. And somebody sent me the offer. And I, off the top of my head, I can't remember what it was, but I was happy to move him. And then you have a third trade here.
No way, I got another trade.
What?
Yeah, did you know that we're in the Ultimate Dynasty Podcast League?
That's what I was just going to mention. You said before the show started that you had a trade in that Ultimate Dynasty Podcast League that we're in. And I'm like, we are? This is week, what, yeah. 11, 12? And you never mentioned it to me.
Yeah, so actually... friend of the show and a really good guy, the host of the Dynasty Happy Hour, Tyler Gunthiner, reached out to me, I don't even know, maybe 4 or 5 weeks back now, and it just asked me if I wanted to take over an orphan, and I said, yeah, so there had been some upheaval in this league, from what I understand, some issues, so either way, I took over a team from John Bosch, and John Bosch left behind a lot of quarterbacks on the roster. I'll say that he left behind a lot of good QBs in a super flex league. And I've done my best to trade most of those because the rest of the team was not so good. It had some pieces, definitely had some pieces. But yeah, so I went out there and made some moves. So this week, we gave up Dynasty Trade HQ, gave up Cam Newton and a 4th round 2019 pick, which, you know how we feel about that.
Exactly. I just said it.
Exactly. Yes. And we got from the TFF gurus, the fantasy football gurus, and they gave up Juju Smith-Schuster, who we like a lot.
Yes.
We do like him a lot, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, he's going to be a wide receiver one for a long time.
Yes.
He's still only 14 years old.
He rides a bike to work.
He rides a bike because he legally can't ride anything else. He is 14 years old.
He's not 14.
And a 2020 first round draft pick.
Okay. The funny thing is we've talked about that too, where, you know, 2020 is obviously not as valuable as the 2019, but there's a couple things I'll say about this. Granted, like you say, I'm talking like I've been in this league for a while. I have known nothing about this league, but you say we have a lot of quarterbacks. So I'm perfectly happy with trading away the fourth. Who cares? So Cam and a first in 2020 for Juju. I'm fine with it.
Other way around. Juju and a 21st.
Okay, Juju, that's what I thought I said. But the funny thing, I just want to say one thing about the 2021st. We've been talking the last couple of weeks about that we don't think it's as valuable as 2019. But I've been hearing people say, and I don't know what you think about this, but a lot of people are not really thrilled with this 2019 draft. And if you're not really thrilled with this 2019 draft, it's a lot easier to get 2021st right now than it will be in the offseason or next year. So if you're not thrilled right now with the 2019, go for some of those 2020s, you know?
He didn't have any 2019s, so that wasn't even an option.
But if he did, I would general.
Yeah, I would have went for the 2020 anyway, though, because he's second right now in the league, and he's adding Cam Newton to his roster, so he's got a good shot to win the title. I'm fine with the 2019 class. It's got really good wide receivers. At least it should have Bryan Edwards, Kelvin Harmon, A.J. Brown, N'Keal Harry,
DK Metcalf.
He's out for the year.
No, but I thought he declared. I thought I heard that he declared.
Same. Okay, so 7 hours ago, it also has DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf actually declared.
That's what I thought. I thought I heard that today. Yeah, that he declared for this draft.
So, yeah, this draft is going to be stacked at wide receiver. It's the running backs that everybody is down on because, you know, look at the last two running back classes we've had.
Crazy.
They've been superb. Yeah. But for wide receiver lovers like me, like you, I think you love wide receivers, but this is going to be a great draft. There's so many different types of wide receivers that are so good going to be in this class.
That's cool. You know, most of my life, you're fond of saying that how I'm old and everything, but most of my life, I've always liked running backs. But the last couple of years, I've started to really like wide receivers. I mean, Gurley is still like my favorite right now, and I have him everywhere, but some of these wide receivers are looking pretty amazing. And speaking of wide receivers, the one that you traded for DJ Moore, I have a trade up here that I have not done yet. It just came across all day. I've been getting offer after offer after offer today for Ezekiel Elliott in one of my leagues. And I put this up here because this is the last iteration of what he sent me just a little while ago. So I want to see what you think. So this is an active trade that's still going on.
Oh, I'm excited.
So it's a 14 team super flex. So there's 14 teams in it and you must start two tight ends. And it's one of those things where I had so many different leagues. And when we did the draft, I didn't really realize you needed two tight ends. So I didn't realize that till halfway through the draft. So I kind of got screwed on tight ends. So this last offer that's up for me from him, I give up Ezekiel Elliott and DJ Moore, and he gives me Aaron Rodgers, Nick Chubb, Trey Burton, and a 2019 first.
Who are your other quarterbacks?
I have Priv, Philip Rivers, and I have Matt Ryan. Those are the two quarterbacks I have. But tight end, I have nothing but George Kittle. I only have George Kittle. That's the only tight end. And picks, I have no picks. I don't have a first-round pick.
Well, George Kittle's a very good tight end to have.
Right, but you have to start two, and this is a league that's it's tight end premium, and that's the only tight end I have. I find it really hard to trade Ezekiel Elliott, you know, but I've been considering it because it's kind of a little bit of a meaty sack, like Greg says.
Yeah, here's the thing. Zeke has really stepped up, or at least I should say the Dallas coaching has stepped up their game and started using him a lot more in the passing attack. And man, I was wrong about him. I was hoping and praying he'd have a terrible season, and he really hasn't because he's really good.
This is the only league too out of all my leagues that I even have Ezekiel Elliott. I don't have him anywhere else.
See, I'd like if they used Nick Chubb even a little bit in the passing game, you know, I think he could match Ezekiel Elliott. Damn, this is close. I am going to have to think about this.
Okay, well, there's one other thing to think about. This person is in second place, and he's making a push, and I'm 5-6 in a 14-team league.
So his 2019 first is going to be the one, could any be anywhere from the 110 to 114.
Correct, yes.
Then I'm going to pass.
That's what I think, too, because yeah. It's such a high first-round pick and all that. Or is it? Do you say high or low?
Is that high first if it's a good pick. Low if it's bad.
Okay, so
low meaning closer to the end of the round.
Okay, so that's what I think too. So the thing that I did consider, and I tell this to a lot of people, but I didn't do it in this case because I just wasn't sure about this group of players. But usually if I'm on the fence about something like this, I'll start sending Zeke out to other people since I'm feeling like I'm willing to trade Zeke. So maybe what I'll do is hold on to DJ Moore and send Zeke out to some of the other teams and see what I can find.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it's close. Like, if he could upgrade that Trey Burton to a tight end I actually like, that would help.
Yeah.
I don't think Trey Burton's all that valuable, to be quite honest with you. And I think when Adam Shaheen gets healthy and can actually play football again, he's going to cut into Trey Burton's production a lot.
I think that 100%. Yeah, absolutely.
Dude is so big that he is an end zone weapon. And yeah, no, I'm going to pass. Cool. Go ahead.
I was going to say, so live on air, I'm going to decline this offer. And like I said, we've been going back and forth all day, but I'm pretty sure I don't see any way that this deal is going to get done. But now that I've been open to doing it, I'm going to fish him around and see what I can get from somebody else.
Yeah, you know, if you need to rebuild that roster, man, Zeke's your biggest piece. You got to be certain about the trade.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
To me, it's got to be a trade that not that it's a no-brainer, but it's got to be like I'm heavily leaning on taking the trade, in this case, I'm leaning towards not taking the trade. but even if I were just slightly leaning towards taking the trade, I wouldn't do it.
It's funny, too, because I always like pride myself on I can tell right away whether I want to do a trade or not. And usually if it's something that's been sitting there and I'm going back and forth in my head, it usually means I don't want to do it. So I'm just not going to do it. Sometimes I ask some people just to get a little bit of extra advice. But usually if it doesn't grab me, I don't usually do it. So, hey, thanks for helping me with that because I am going to decline it. And before we finish up, we got to hear from the Scouting Academy.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for a limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at DynastyFootballFactory.com.
Yeah, you know, now's the time that you want to be scouting, right? You want to learn how to scout because you're going to have rookie drafts before you know it, man. What, 5 months, 6 months now?
Wow.
I'm not good with math. What are we in November? Yeah, 5 months.
We're close to the end of November, actually. So it's like,
yeah, so 4 months. It's really like 3 days. Like, so you should sign up, go on the site, hit the Scouting Academy link, go save yourself some money. It's a good deal on learning how to be a scout. But right now, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go do a giveaway.
Oh,
did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember, but we had Jordan McNamara on, many, many years ago. It feels like now, but I believe it was actually before the season.
Yes.
Yeah. And at that time we said, you know, we had him on cause he was promoting his upcoming Analytics of Dynasty book. And you can actually find out more about that going on to the analyticsofdynasty.com. We actually bought one. Well, I bought one for myself. And I get a strategy session with Jordan at some time, but I might just use that time just to talk to him because he's a smart dude. But What we also did is we purchased one for our patrons too. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. And actually, that show was just me, you, and Jordan. It was another show without Jeremy.
Yeah. Wow. That's weird. Wow. That's eerie. I'm not going to lie to you. It's very eerie. So what we decided is we were going to do a giveaway. Now we pre-ordered the book. So you can get a strategy session with Jordan as well as, you know, the book, which will be an electronic version. And we're getting close because I believe he said it was going to come out in either December or January. No pressure on him if he's listening. so what we're going to do right now, because I completely forgot about it for several months, and Jordan actually reminded me on Twitter the other day, is we're going to do the giveaway right now. We've entered all of our patrons into some kind of generator thing. You can explain that. I don't know what that is.
Yes, we took all the names of all of our patrons and we entered it into a randomizer it's used for setting draft orders and stuff, but we're going to push this button right here live on air and it's going to tell us who the number one person is, and that's the person that's going to win. And then
this is exciting.
And then Shane, you're going to give them how long to get in touch with us once we say their name?
I think I'll just tweet at them or DM them or something. That way I don't forget again.
Let's try not to say it tonight. Let's let it air first so they can hear it.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll be like, hey, make sure you listen. That's going to be a good marketing thing. Like, hey, listen to the episode for the special giveaway. You're smart. All right, let's do it.
Here we go. I'm going to push the button live and boom. It goes to Brian Heiser.
Brian, did we do, is he the patron episode we did too?
He is.
Holy shit.
Some people are going to think that Brian is our favorite listener, and hey, maybe he is. But
he might be. I don't know. The randomizer thinks so. So that's cool. So Brian, once you listen to this, dude, I guess just DM myself or Dynasty Trades HQ's handle or Michael or Jeremy, or maybe call one of us, email us, Skype, beep us, whatever, dude.
Or just say something out to the world on Twitter and we'll see it. Which,
what you could say is, oh my God, Dynasty Trades HQ is the coolest thing ever. This is why you should become a patron, because they basically bribe you to become one. No, wait, don't say that.
I was going to say, don't do that.
Yeah, no, don't say that. No, but, you know, that's just one of the perks of being one of our patrons. We're going to keep doing stuff like this. I think with the opening of our store, if you know that website, you can go ahead and plug that, Michael.
Yes, absolutely. Our store is over at dthq.storeenvy.com. And yes.
So I think maybe in a few weeks we should do another one of these fun giveaways that it's limited to our patrons. And maybe we'll give away a $25 credit in the store.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And so in the meantime, all of our listeners, we love all you guys. And anytime you want to, go jump on to our Twitter handle at Dynasty Trades HQ and send us your questions, your polls, anything you want us to retweet or talk about. You can also email us at DynastyTradesHQPod@gmail.com. And we say it all the time, we would love you to give us a rate review.
Wait. What? I just also wanted to give a shout out to... Yes. Some of our new patrons.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Jack. Hey, Sam. And hey, Shane. And no, not me. A different Shane. Does that be weird?
That would be weird if you became a patron and you're thanking yourself. Yes. go over to iTunes. Give us a rate and review. We're sitting at 65 reviews. And Shane, didn't you want to do something with our 75th review?
I wanted to do another giveaway in our store. Another $25 credit. In our store. What's the name of that store? Where can they find it?
The store is dthq.storeenvy.com. And you can find all of our shirts and mugs and hats and leggings and all that kind of... The leggings are cool.
Yeah, once we get to 75 reviews, we're going to give away a $25 credit in the store.
Hey, we got a really... We got some good reviews this past week, and there's a pretty awesome one that I liked that I wanted to tell you. It's from our listener Fog 7372, And he gave us a 5-star review, and he wrote, "The number one reason why to listen to HQ. These are the guys you want to have in your fantasy football league. After a year of listening to the show, they are practically the podcast version of the league, in my opinion. The humor is nonstop. It's well-balanced personalities with a tremendous dedication to rolling out forward-thinking trade advice. Still by far my favorite listen weekly."
Oh, I just choked up a little bit, but that's awesome, man. We appreciate that. We're just, you know, man, all I'm trying to do is just bring some joy to the world and, you know, spread my genius, basically.
It was kind of funny because he went to say something and it just didn't come out. So that's why he kind of choked up there. But thanks a lot, Fogg. We love the review. And yeah, go out there. We're 10 away from giving away, what'd you say? A $25
credit? $25 credit to the store.
Awesome. And, you know, when you get a chance, check out our website, dynastyfootballfactory.com. You'll find all the articles. What'd you say? You had your start and sits and
well, I don't do start wire. And sits, no, but I got waiver wire. I do my, you know, I review the top ads on my fantasy league every week. And then if there's any breaking news, there's a good chance that I got my hand in that too. But we got everything you could need on there. We got IDP starts and sits. We've got regular football starts and sits, you know, not weirdo IDP stuff. we've got waiver wire for IDP. We've got waiver wire for redraft. We've got waiver wire for dynasty. During the college season, college fantasy football season, we had waiver wire stuff there. We got stock reports on IDP. We got just an insane amount of content every day.
We, you know, you make fun of it all the time, but we have a great IDP group of guys over there and they're really on top of their stuff. So yeah,
I will say this. Yes, they are a great team of IDP guys. We've got the best IDP crew out there. We've got the best Debbie crew out there. And quite frankly, I think we got the best dynasty writing team of any website. Come at me. If you got a problem with that.
And hopefully we'll all do great in the Scott Fish Bowl. So, yeah, so go check that out. There's also links to all of our podcasts that we have. And what was that?
Oh, and I was going to say, you know how I feel about our podcast. Don't even come at me with that nonsense.
You know, I've said it for 52 episodes. I just wish people could see you when we do the show. There's times when I just laugh just by seeing you and nobody even knows what's going on. So thanks a lot for listening. And I hope Jeremy's father-in-law feels better and he'll be back next week. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Hey, thanks for listening as always.